We do have a couple more slides to go through, and these, to some degree, I think follow naturally from the discussion of varying costs. But we need to warn you before we go into this that this is a heretical discussion that we're going to commence on. This is not something that's currently in the scope of the charter, is really what we're saying about that. And so, so our area director should not feel obligated to leap up and to tell us to rein this back in. We're thinking again into the future here about directions we might want to go once we have wrapped up work on the base protocol. So, so a lot of people have complained actually that Aalto is unbearably dull, and I don't just mean the meetings. I mean that it provides static information instead of information that's really dynamic. I think we actually lost our video. This is already boring. You've heard that there are boring parts. This is the boring part. East Bay Ray's guitar has broken. He's going to fix it. This is going to be even more boring than I thought, actually. Why don't we move this back a slide so at least I can read what it says while we're... No, I can't even do that. The display is completely borked. This is terrible. Put it back a slide. Let me see what it says. can I read it at least? so it's a pull protocol only. That's really what we mean by this static nature. That, you know, it's something that you go out and get when you think you need it. And there's really no kind of a push mechanism, no kind of an update mechanism, and perhaps most significantly, no kind of a server-server mechanism. This obviously, to some degree, also corresponds to the edges around the home gateway discussion that we were having earlier. But it is extensible. It has an extensible syntax with JSON and Jose and all that good stuff. And I would be showing you examples of exactly what I mean by this extensibility up on the screen right now if we had a working monitor. But the basic idea that we created these slides to talk about, which we will just get to since obviously we're incapable of presenting them, is the notion that instead of merely having as a part of, you know, the JSON syntax the capability to describe a static HTTP resource as the place that you're going to get your hands on things like a cost map or a network map, that we explore the alternative of looking at protocols that have a push semantics, subscription mechanisms, things like potentially SIP or HTTP, or ways you could say, I'm interested in subscribing effectively to a network map. I understand that the network map might change over time, that when it does, I'd really like to know about it, actually, and I would like you to tell me rather than me to have to infer that by polling you constantly for it. That is the conversation we wanted to queue up. If we have a few minutes left, if anybody wants to leap up to a microphone and say they think it's a great idea to be able to kind of go beyond HTTP for this and into perhaps getting a more asynchronous notification mechanism for network and cost maps, we'd be happy to hear from you at the microphones on this. Or if not, we can all go and eat snacks. And we're sorry that we are unable to present on this. Yes, Rich, please.
I think it's a great idea.
So I second the laptop. It's just boring. It falls asleep. No, it's a good idea, actually. I like it.
And, you know, semantically and syntactically, it's really not that different, right, than what we're pushing today. This is really just what kind of URL are you going to stick in these things. So, yes?
Yeah, Dave McDyson. I think the dynamic or more of a push model that's event-based is interesting in cases where the topology changes due to failures or changes in loads or we start adding other costs, such as server load to these sorts of things, and these conditions will motivate stimulus-driven sort of responses that would be quite interesting in some of the scenarios we're envisioning.
Right, and we should be cautious, however, because our charter does very specifically constrain us from having these answers depend on ephemeral states of connections like, say, congestion state and things like that. And so we could, of course, discuss our charter, the fact that I... I believe that there were substantive objections that were presented when we talked about that initially. And so I would, again, think this would much more reflect the fact that, well, the underlying resources of the internet do change, like topologically and things like that. And wouldn't it be great to know when, like, some massive flop has happened and the map that you just got, you know, an hour ago is suddenly bears no resemblance whatsoever to what the world now looks like. And if we can't do that, how well are we really going to do with optimization? So I think it was Stefano then, Ted, or was it the other way around?
I live in Rome, where heretics had very hard times in the past, so be ready to be faced with some difficulties.
Yeah.
Having said that, I fully agree that introducing some dynamics on how the auto information is delivered, redistributed, propagated, whatever, it's a good thing. No question on that. You mentioned some of the mechanism. Does it mean that we will have to stay in that scope, or is the heresy large enough to consider maybe other mechanisms, other encapsulations?
Dude, are you sure you're not a Protestant? I'm just kidding. Sorry.
So I think
I'm definitely an heretic, yes.
I think that provided that the mechanisms we're considering I'd say meet the application security criteria that we have and things like that, then I'm sure we can accommodate them. I can imagine roughly the tree that you're barking up, and you know, I do think we need to understand better kind of what the relationship is between how Alto gets provisioned and what's actually happening in the world beneath it. And that is something that when it's come up in here has been out of scope. Is it in scope in CDNI? Arguable. So when we look at a recharter, I think that definitely should be a component of this. Really, what is that relationship? How do we expect Alto to figure out what's going on in the underlying network and really what all that means? So I would certainly not rule out the possibility, I'll put it that way, that a much lower layer protocol could be the right way to distribute some of this information to Alto nodes and to get them potentially getting this information to applications.
Okay, thank you.
Ted.
So two comments. One, I think if what you were talking about in the first instance is essentially something like XMPP PubSub ZEP60 style, and the information itself that you're getting changes not at all from what you're distributing now using HTTP, then this is both sensible and fairly easy to do, right? But there's a point at which you sort of then say, well, is Alto a proxy for allowing an application to listen to the IGP or BGP? And that's much more heretical and far more interesting.
Right.
I long ago shouted at a different microphone that we actually needed to be a lot bolder in what we're willing to do for the routing system, and I think that's a very bold idea. I think, though, that what you will end up doing in that case is changing what Alto is carrying to make it look a lot closer to what an IGP is carrying in order to meet the timescales that an IGP meets. So I think that the structure of the information, the costs that you reveal, and where you get the data, if you're going to go for that level of freshness, it's a continuum. And at one end, it's this listens to OSPF, ISIS, or BGP, and at the other end is ZEP60. And finding the sweet spot is going to be an interesting discussion. But I would actually suggest you boff that.
Interesting.
And possibly spin up a working group on that topic using this technology. Because the ZEP60 thing, you know, you could knock it out with a couple of beers with Peter St. Andre probably in an afternoon.
I mean, but to be fair, I think both of them are worth doing, probably, right?
I don't disagree.
Right.
Okay. I just think that the ZEP60 one doesn't need a major recharter of this group.
Okay. Right.
You could produce an example of here's how you do publication subscribe for a URI of this type, and what it gives you is exactly what you would have gotten from an HTTP GET. But on the other end, you are going to have to change what the information is in order to make it useful at the lifetimes that will be now at salient.
Wolfgang Beck here. Subscribe notify needs user state on the server. Will this scale?
Yeah, I mean, so that's one of the real issues with this. There's no doubt about it. I mean, the scalability properties of this are tough. I mean, there are lots of existence proofs today that there are presence-based systems that are very large, you know, like Facebook, say. that you know push a ton of effectively subscription notification information around the network all the time. Obviously, we don't want you to have to implement some system at that scale to be able to do Alto, but I wouldn't say that it worries me. A lot of it, too, depends on where we imagine the subscriptions and notifications will be used. One of the slides we were unable to show you suggested that, you know, server-to-server was one of the obvious use cases for having this kind of a subscription capability, right? And so if it really, the primary applicability of it turned out to be server-to-server, then, you know, I think the scalability concerns are much less. If, on the other hand, every BitTorrent client in the world is subscribing to a network map of the universe at all times, then yeah. So I think, you know, we're going to have to figure out what the right domain of applicability is for the use of any of these mechanisms.
Richard Lemia, I'm actually not too worried about scalability because this is something that, and you're basically subscribing to a read-only thing, right? The Alto server right now is read-only. I mean, if you can easily scale out horizontal notifications of that to a large number of clients, I think what we do, like John mentioned, what we do on chat is quite much more difficult than what we'd have to solve here, I think.
Well, with chat, the benefit for the user is higher, so the worth of the of building up server farms is much bigger than getting a bit faster up.
I don't know. So I think Netflix is a lot of traffic, and a lot of users use it, right? And if that's really what the use case is for these kinds of things now, then... So I heard a lot of people say cautiously that they thought this was a pretty cool idea. It's not like we've got a draft or something. But maybe some people who are interested in this, who got up to microphones, might want to have an informal chat about it. We'll kick off some mail or something, and we'll see if we can't start getting something together. We would like to open the microphones to any other business before we go and get snacks. So if there's anything you'd like to suggest we do or don't do, Mr. Harrington.
I just wanted to comment, this is not a snack break.
It's not a snack break?
Oh, no, right. That's after the next session.
So the next one's really short then, yeah. And then it's a snack, and then the ISG. You can still get a snack, even if they don't serve it. In fact, I will be distributing, I will not be distributing. No, never mind. This is all mine. No other business? Blue sheet, we have one here. If you are harboring the other blue sheet, be aware that that could be held against you in a court of internets. But thank you.